January 18th, 2024. Proof number two, the centurion. When he had entered Capernaum, the centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown out into utter darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." To the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. Matthew 8:5-13. Now there are a few things that I want to point out around this passage about Jesus. They're brief, and they're not exhaustive, but I hope that they help you. Number one, the power. In verse 1 through 4, we see that Jesus touched the leper. But lest we assume his authority is only local, we now see that his authority happens even at a distance. There's never been a power revealed in human history like this, like that of Christ, like that of God, besides the creation and everything else. But with humans, there's never been a power like this. There's a large following of man-made superheroes. We long to be wrapped up in a story like Spider-Man or Superman. The reality is we are wrapped up in a very large redemptive story that should captivate us when we read something like this. But the sad part is that it becomes so common with the fake or imaginatively produced that when we read something that's true like this, we only see it as a story. But here's the thing, Christ is reality. This really happened. We should marvel when we read this, not just skim over it like it's some just another story. His power is like nothing the world can make, and it's real, and it's holding you together. And it's vital that we see this. So number one, the power. Number two, the compassion and grace. Jesus is, again, very gracious, just like we saw with the leper. If only we could lean on these accounts and find security in what we see, what we read. Not just skim over it, but really, really hold it in our hearts. The leper begs, and Jesus says, "I will." Jesus doesn't see the man who needs healing, but he heals him from afar. Do you see the compassion, the grace, the mercy? This Son of God never grows tired of doing us good. Do you see it? He knows our troubles and the pain of this world. He bore the weight of all these troubles and pain, and he is still doing it today. He died on the cross. This is proof laid bare before our eyes of the Lord. We can't have a skewed view of our God in this dark, pain-filled world. We must see that Christ wants our good, even when things seem contrary. Read this story until you see it, until you see this. Get past the idea that this is a distant tale. This is reality. So number two, the compassion and grace. And lastly, number three, the faith. The centurion was a Gentile. and yet showed more trust in Christ than the man who claimed to be religious. The religious leaders, the Pharisees. If a Jew entered a Gentile's home, he was considered unclean. We saw this in another way with the leper. He was unclean because of his disease. And yet the man's faith went past the culture's norms. The centurion knew Jesus could help from anywhere. He didn't have to go to his house. He'd just say the word. And the grace of faith is a precious thing. Some things are very plain and visible before men, but men suppress it. They love their sin more than they love the truth. And the centurion knew the truth. The centurion knew Jesus was the Messiah, and he acted upon it. See, the willingness to live what we believe is a precious gift. To read this account is a good thing, but to actually believe as the centurion and cling to Jesus is a privilege. If we have trust in Christ today, let us be glad. Such a gift, like faith, is better than any physical healing because its end is life, eternal life. Yes, the centurion found the healing, but more than that, he trusted Christ. This is of much more importance because both the centurion and his servants are now dead today. They're dead. The healing was temporary. It's temporary. Health, it's temporary. You're going to die no matter if you get healing today, tomorrow. You're going to die. Without Christ, this is devastating. Pray for the gift of faith that gives eternal life. And if healing comes, that's good. But if not, you lose nothing. Christ is all you need. Do you understand? Do you believe it? Belief is more important than health. It's a small, seemingly small thing, but it's the greatest thing that will ever take place in your life. A man can be healed from cancer and prays with his friends, but still have spiritual cancer. Our sin is our biggest sickness, our biggest disease, our biggest separation, not our body, not our body's condition. Our body is wasting away. Do you see it? We need to get healing from our sin. Stop worrying so much about physical. It is important. And indeed, you should ask. I do not discourage that. But your sin is more important. Do you believe this? If not, pray that you do. Seek Christ. He's willing. And here's proof number two. So we have the power, the compassion and grace, the faith. So turn from your sin and trust in Christ, and have a happy Thursday.